Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that wonderful music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. And as I check the hand-printed playlist here, I see we've got The Rascals, Freddie Cannon, Sam Cooke, The Miracles, Jerry Butler. They'll all be here. But to kick things off, here are the Cleftones in number 57 from April of 1956, Little Girl of Mine. The Cleftones and Little Girl of Mine from 1956. I understand the Calvary. I know what a Calvary kind of means. You know, I know that a burger that has 250 calories is better for you than a burger that has 700 calories. It tastes like a 200-calorie burger versus a 700-calorie burger, but nonetheless, 700 calories is pushing it a bit. I do not understand fat. They start, you know, that all foods now come with half the fat, no fat, a third the fat, low fat. I don't understand fat. If you presented me with a Subway sandwich right now and it says it has 25 grams of fat, I'd say, oh, okay. Or 6 grams of fat is too much, I'd say, oh, okay. I don't understand what fat means. And I believe that most of us don't. I mean, I'm still working on centimeters versus inches, you know? I'm still confused with exactly what a centimeter. I'm getting there, but it's taken me 25 years. So this whole thing about fat, and then you do need fat. We need fat. So, but I understand the calorie. The calorie was simple. It was presented simply to us. Fat is a whole other thing, you know? And then you got trans fats and polysaturated fats. And now the big piece in the Wall Street Journal cover piece on their review section, which is huge, it's this weekend edition, says that the whole argument against fat is bogus. And this is, it's kind of true. It's been around the fact that the guy who got the American Heart Association to say that low-fat diets is good, it goes back 40, 50 years. A guy by the name of Keyes was responsible for it. Anyway, I won't get into that. A, maybe fat isn't that bad for you. And B, what does it matter? Who the hell understands it? All right. That's the first time I've ever sworn on this show in over 20 years. Here's number three from May of 1957. Here is Patti Page and Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening, you want to stay watching the moon on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you spend an evening, you want to stay watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Patti Page and Old Cape Cod. One more word on fat and the politics of fat. This guy, I think his name was Ansel Keys, who was a scientist, ended up on the board of the American Heart Association, and that's why he had the power to get them to change their opinion and to promote the kind of the low-fat diet. Anyway, the article in the journal says the kind of the the second headline, not the headline, is how personal ambition, bias, politics, and bad science contributed to giving fat a bad name. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. All right. Now, here are the Rascals and number 26 from September of 1969, Carry Me Back. The Rascals and Carry Me Back from 1969. This isn't going to come as a shock to you, but I was in a parking lot the other day, and I just did a quick survey of the fronts and backs of cars. Some back into the parking lot, some pull in the regular way like I do, front first. I just looked at all the cars without looking at their insignia or hood ornament or whatever you call the little piece of sculpture that says Toyota on it, or the Mercedes-Benz, which is the, you know, the 3 points. And I kid you not, I could not tell the difference between the styling of the very expensive car and the styling of your regular car. There was no difference. I couldn't say, is this a Mercedes or is this a Hyundai? Couldn't tell. Is this a Lexus or a Kia or a KIA? Couldn't tell. Couldn't tell the difference between a Chevy and a BMW. They all look exactly the same now. In fact, some of these cheaper cars look more expensive than the expensive. You cannot tell. In the old days, you present a 1958 Mercury to me, I know exactly what it looks like, the fins look like. The 1957 Plymouth Fury, I know exactly what it looks like. I know what a Chevy Impala versus the Chevy Biscayne, I know what everything looks like exactly. Today, everything looks the same. There's no difference. So what does it matter? You know, it doesn't. And everybody leases cars now. So cars are, I don't know what cars are. And also, I don't understand performance. Great performance of that. We won't get into that. Now, here's Dion with, from an album called Lonely Avenue, a tribute to Doc Pomus, who wrote basically the lyrics for a lot of the Drifters hits and Elvis hits. This one was written with Doc Pomus, along with Mort Shuman, wrote this. It was a hit for Fabian, but listen to Dion's version. If you're aware of the Fabian version, if you understand it or you remember it, you can hear just how great a singer Dion is with his version of Turn Me Loose. Well, Was I Right? Is that a great version? Fantastic. Dion knows what to do. He's just tremendous. That's just a great version of Turn Me Loose. One more thing about calories. So I'm at the vending machine, and I'm trying to decide, should I have the little bag of peanuts, you know, the salted peanuts, or should I have the little bag of M&Ms? I'm telling you, the number of M&Ms in a bag of M&Ms is shrinking dramatically. I told you that the treat size now, I found three. For Halloween, in a bag of M&Ms, three. You know, I think one, I found two. Now, maybe the Mars people are going to get angry with me that they've never seen two in a bag of M&Ms. Two, as I said, what do you call the last M&M? Just an M? Anyway, so I was trying to make this decision. Should I have the peanuts or should I have the little bag of M&Ms? So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have them both because I just want to check the calories, which I told you at the beginning of the show, I understand. Peanuts, 370 calories. The bag of M&Ms, 250 calories. I leave it at that. Here is Clarence Carter in number 6 from July of 1968, Slip Away.
What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is. Tell you something now, how sweet it is. Now I know it's wrong, the things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? See you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? 'Cause I got to see you. I feel a deep burning inside.
Clarence Carter and Slip Away. He was part of the lineup of talent that was that recorded at Muscle Shoals, and there's the documentary Muscle Shoals, which is a very interesting movie, but it's a misnomer, Muscle Shoals. It's about a guy by the name of Rick Hall, who built his own little studio and produced everything there, and he was in charge of everything, what the musicians sounded like, the end product. He was responsible for it, and he was kind of brilliant at it. Muscle Shoals was a well-known name. I want to record at Muscle Shoals, but it was Rick Hall who was the guy that was responsible for the sound of everything, and a lot of good stuff was recorded there. Up next, Ray Charles. I remember him doing this live at Ontario Place, just, you know, on the Toronto Lake Shore, about 1972, 73. The band was in town. Ray was in town for CBC. And this was never a hit for him, but it's a fantastic version of another tune, a Melanie hit. Here's Ray Charles, and Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma.
Hello, Mama. Hello, Mama, it's me. How you feeling, Mama? That's all right. I've got something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind. And I ain't mad, Mama. No. Wait a minute, listen, Mama. Look what they done to my song, Mama.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look what they done to my song, Mama. Oh, Lord, Mama. The only thing I could do had right and nice, turn it out all wrong, Mom. Look what they done to my song. Now listen, if you please. Wish I could find a good book. I like to live in the thing now. Wish I could find a good love. Hey. If I could find a real good book, you know I'd never have to come out and look at what they done to my song. All right, girls, come on and help me here.
Look what they done to my brain.
Mama,
look what they done to my brain.
Oh, Mama, it's a shame you won't believe this, but it's true. Depicted like a chicken bone, and I'm just about to go insane, Mama.
Look what they done to my brain.
Now, girls, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear this in French.
Il change ma chanson.
Not bad.
Hey, yeah. Il change ma chanson.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire. Et ce n'est pas bon, ma. My French must be pretty bad. I better do this in English. Look what they done to my song.
Look at it. Look at
ma,
it.
Hey, ma. Look what they done to my song, ma. Oh, Lord, Lord. Put it in a plastic bag. Then they turn the bag to the upside down. Boom. Look what they done to my song. Maybe it's all right, maybe it's okay, I don't know. But I tell you, if my tears were money, I'd be a millionaire today. You know, the only thing I could do have right, now it's turning out all wrong, Mom. You can't believe what they've done to my song, Mom, that I wrote myself. They put it in a plastic bag, and they turned it back to the upside down, Mom. A good book, I never have to come out and look at me. What they trying to do to my brain? It's a shame, Mama, you see they done pick it like a chicken bone, and I'm just about to go insane. I'm insane, insane, Mama. I'm going crazy, Mama, that's what it is. Lord knows I don't care what they done to my song, Mama. No, I don't care about that, but see, the main thing, Mama, what they trying to do to me. You see, well, they stole it. Mama, and they made a meal with it, and you know that hurts. But oh, I'm gonna keep on working on the building just like you taught me, Mama. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Yeah.
Ray Charles, and Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. In Canada and the U.S., defensive driving is the motto, is the thinking, is the mindset behind all driving instruction. Defensive, drive defensively. When I pull out into an intersection when there are, let's say, two lanes of traffic going each way, I'm not talking necessarily about when there's just one lane of traffic, but when there are two lanes of traffic, when you've got a decent-sized intersection, it drives me crazy when there's a left-hand turn lane there, or there's a left-hand, you can make a left-hand turn. People do not pull, who are making the left-hand turn across the traffic coming the other way, do not pull out into the center of the intersection. There should be three cars at least out in the middle of that intersection. The people who drive defensively nose out maybe across the crosswalk. You know, the crosswalk right in front of them that you're behind on a red light. Move out. Move out into the inner. We have to move traffic. There's too much traffic, and it's all backed up because defensive driving. There's no reason why you can't move out into the intersection if you're making a left-hand turn. Let the car behind you, number two, and maybe the car behind that, number three, make the turn on the amber light. Just get out there. Drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. You know, if we drove alertly, like paying attention, the trouble in Canada is the signal turns green and then people think about moving out, right? It's off red, it's going to green. Green, okay, let me look left, let me look right. If we drove alertly, we could eliminate 25 to 50% of the backup in this town or in busy cities. They drive alertly. They drive fast in Europe, but they're always paying attention. All right. Here is Jerry Butler in number 7 from October of 1960. He will break your heart.
He says the things I wish I could say. Whoa, but he's had so many rehearsals. Girl, to him it's just another play. But wait. Takes his bow and makes his exit. I'll be there to take you home. He don't love you, and he never will, like God loves you. Because if he did, he wouldn't break your heart.
Jerry Butler, and He Will Break Your Heart from 1960. Great singer, Jerry Butler. Still around, still doing some of those PBS oldies television shows. You know, talking about traffic, I've always said that in retirement I wanted to do, you know, something useful. And as I said, being a traffic cop would have been truly a useful volunteer service to any city to get out there in the busy intersection and try to keep things moving. You can't call yourself a traffic cop, but a volunteer traffic motion assistant or director, something like that. But they won't let you do it. And I know for a fact, I've actually talked to some policemen about this. No policeman wants to direct traffic. So you need these assistants, and they have them down in the States. In Florida and places like that, they not only issue tickets, but they help with directing traffic. And it would be useful, and I would do something. And as a matter of fact, one of my children gave me a gift. I think it was a birthday gift with a whistle, white gloves, a flashlight, and one of those reflector shirts. The only thing that was missing was the police hat. You need the hat. You need the limo driver official police style hat to direct traffic. And I'd like to do that. That would be something truly useful where you can volunteer and feel like you've accomplished something at the end of a shift. Up next, here are the Beach Boys, and I Get Around.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
The Beach Boys and I Get Around. And next up, a feature. And on an earlier show in this little series we're doing, Otis Blackwell was featured. I'd come across him on iTunes, and I interviewed him way back in 1979. He wrote some great hits. He's a guy from Brooklyn. He liked country and Western music. He is a black guy from Brooklyn, and you'd figure that would be all soul music. He loved country and Western, but he wrote some huge hits for Elvis Presley, Patti Page, The Coasters, Jerry Lee Lewis, and we're going to hear three, and these are all recorded by Otis. And he sounds exactly like Elvis Presley, but as he said to me in 1979, Mr. Finkelman, Elvis Presley sounds like me. So we got three tunes here that he sang that were hits for him by other artists. All Shook Up, which was a huge hit for Elvis. Fever, big hit for Patti Page. And we'll end with his version of Searchin'. At a different tempo, this Searchin' was a big hit for the Coasters. So here is Otis Blackwell.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on the fourth of a tree. My friends say I might get the wildest dog. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Well, now please don't ask what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I'm a feeling fine. When I'm in a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. She took my hand, oh, she like a, my lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Feeling fine when I'm near a girl that I love the best. My heart beats so it scares me to death. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. My lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. So it scares me to death. She touched my hand, what she like on? Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
I love you. You'll never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that I just can't bear. Girl, you give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
I'm fever
in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime and the moon lights up the night.
My eyes light up when you call my name,
'cause I know you're gonna treat me right and give me fever. Ooh, when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever
in the morning and fever all through the night. Yeah, everybody gets the fever. Oh, that's one thing we all know. Fever isn't just a new thing. It started a long time ago. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
same fever
in the morning and fever all through the night. Couldn't lift the chair. She gave him fever when she kissed him, a fever when she held him tight. He hollered fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
See, the sun lights up the daytime, the moon lights up tonight, and my eyes light up when you call my name. I know you're gonna treat me right and give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever
in the morning and fever all through the night. Baby, you give me fever all through the night.
I gotta find her.
Ooh, I've been searching. If I got to climb a mountain, you know I will. If I got to swim a river, you know that I will. If she's hiding up on a blueberry hill, well, am I gonna find her? You can bet your life I will. Cause I've been searching, oh, searching, my, searching every which way, yeah. Like that northwest mountain,
you knew I'm gonna find you one day.
Yeah. Woo. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade ain't got nothing on me. Charlie Chan, Sergeant Friday, a Boston Blackie. No matter where you go,
you're gonna hear me coming. I'm gonna walk right up on you like bulldog drumming.
Which way? Like in that northwest mountain, you knew I'd
bring you home one day. Oh, I ain't like that Northwest Mountie. You know I'll bring you home one day.
Otis Blackwell, he wrote 'em, he sings 'em there. We started with All Shook Up, then Fever, and we wound up with Searchin'. By the way, I was just reading about, you know, who are the big rock stars this summer? How do you determine who the big music stars in popular music are these days? Do you do it by album sales? Well, there's no such thing as an album. Do you do it by downloads of their music? No, you don't do it that way. That's the iTunes method. You buy their stuff. What determines if you how big a rock star or music star you are? There's only one thing: concerts. It's all concerts. All the money that music stars make these days, not from television, not from the internet, it's from concerts. It's all performance now. It has nothing to do with music. It's all light shows. I'll tell you, folks, I walk past the former O'Keefe Center in downtown Toronto where all those acts come, where there's 3,000 seats, and that's where semi-trailers or semi-trailers back up. There are two per show. And as I always have said, the Hollies performed at the United College, now the University of Winnipeg. They could put all their equipment in the back of a Volkswagen, and they got the exact same sound as they got in their records. But now it's all these enormous shows. It has nothing to do with the music. And I've asked my family members, why do you like these shows so much? They said they're fun. They're fun. When the Cavalcade of Stars used to come to Winnipeg, where I was born and raised, with Del Shannon, the Monotones, Freddie Cannon, you know, who had just had hits in the last 6 months and performed at the Winnipeg Auditorium, I never attended those things because I said, well, you're never going to get the same sound on stage there, and who wants to see them do one or two songs? I'd rather listen to the records. I never went to those shows. Now it's the complete reverse. Nobody listens to this stuff. They just want to go and see the performance. It's all performance. It has nothing to do with the music. Now, that isn't to say that iTunes isn't a huge business. It is a big business. And you watch these things on YouTube, and then you buy bits and pieces, but you can buy the music for 99 cents. Concert tickets can be $300 for the best seats in the house for these concerts. Music has nothing to do with it anymore. Here's Sam Cooke, number one, from October of 59. You send me.
Darling, you send me. I know you send me. Darling, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me. I know you. Darling, you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, I know you send me. I know you send me. Honest you do. Whenever I'm with you, I know, I know, I know.
kiss me.
Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know. Send me, I know you. Send me, oh, oh, you. Send me, honest you do.
Sam Cooke and You Send Me from 1959. Now from one of the Doug Riley events at the Montreal Bistro we did back in maybe 2000 and one or 2002. It's out on a CD. It was an all duets night. So here is Sherry Serqua along with Cal Dodd singing the great tune, Rock and Roll Heaven.
All to the dock of the bay.
Sherry Serqua, Cal Dodd, and Rock and Roll Heaven. So it's Last Dance, Slow Dance, folks. So assume that vertical position, kick back the rug, adjust the dimmer switch, because we've got Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and a tune that Smokey wrote. Big, big hit for him. Beatles loved this tune and did it as well. Here's number 8 from December of 1962 for Smokey and the Boys, and you really got a hold on me. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and You Really Got a Hold on Me. That does it for this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time, and that's it, everybody.